Pray with me. O Lord, you called me and I came. And as you keep calling me to love the people, I keep coming. For all who have come this morning, may you bless me to be a blessing to them. Amen. The week before Thanksgiving, I was in my office here at the church when there was a knock at the door. "Come in," I said. It was the organ man. His name is Levi. And that morning, he was in a very talkative mood. As he checked the mouse traps in my closet, he asked, "So, are you ready for the holidays?" I stumbled out some general response, ending with, "How about you?" That opened the floodgates of his holiday angst. He began, "I just wish it was over." Keep in mind that at this point, the holidays had not even started. It was a good week and a half before Thanksgiving and weeks more before Advent and Christmas. Yet the organ man, Levi, was already dreading it. He went on to talk about how the holidays had lost their meaning and how people just wear themselves out. Of course, nobody here, but you know, he was just talking about people. You know, how people just wear themselves out trying to have the perfect Thanksgiving and the perfect Christmas. And he had heard that people were supposed to be nicer this time of year, but just that morning, my organ man Levi, someone cut in to the line at the drive-thru. And when Levi called the man on it, the man just laid in to Levi. But Levi had a plan for how he was going to get through the holidays. He was going to lie low. In this season of great expectations, he didn't dare expect anything great. How about us? Are you looking forward to Advent and Christmas? Or do you share some of that same dread as Levi? I'm thinking that this can be a pivotal year for how we experience the holidays. Somewhat differently, I'm hoping, than we have before. Thanksgiving is over, hopefully not the thanks. We still have Advent and all the new beginnings ahead of us. So much opportunity to really live the gospel. And what might it mean to really live the gospel through Advent and Christmas? Well, we have this amazing, unconditional invitation from Jesus in the 11th chapter of Matthew. And on this Christ the King Sunday, I'd like to suggest that you not follow along in the Bible you brought or in the Pew Bible, but rather you might want to just lower your gaze or even close your eyes, whatever might be helpful for you to focus and really hear. For this is the King of the universe speaking to you personally, speaking directly to you as recorded by Matthew in the 11th chapter of the gospel bearing his name. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. That's the gospel invitation, Christ the King's personal invitation to each and every one of us. Can we RSVP fast enough? Can we dare? Do we dare to accept this regal invitation? Can we risk taking a chance on this gospel way of living Advent and Christmas? After all, we have our ways of doing things. Plus, how will things get done as they need to get done if we don't keep driving ourselves and others to do what needs to be done? How can the joys of Advent and Christmas come alive again for everyone? Come to me, Jesus says, not just to the children, not just to the families, not just to the well-connected. Come to me, Jesus says, to the elderly, those without families, and the disconnected. Jesus invites everyone. Come to me. Get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. What an amazing promise. Rest like we've never experienced it before. Could anyone here use a little of that? The promise of real rest, deep, soulful rest, down to the bone kind of rest. The rest that Jesus offers is not sleep, but freedom. There is an openness, the spacious, expansive, inclusive heart to which we are invited, the heart of God. As we move further into the holidays, Jesus offers us freedom, not frazzle. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it, Jesus invites. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Jesus is not talking about resting just on Sundays or when we get our work finished, whoever knows when that might be. He's speaking about a way of living in and around all we have to do, where we keep company with the one who is already always with us. When we think of royalty, we often think of a life of leisure. We can think of that even now. When we are part of that kind of royal life, things are often taken care of for us. When we keep company with the King, what heavy lifting can there be? This royal invitation is not an invitation to just a one-time good time. It's a standing invitation, always good, no time limitation. You might like to use it multiple times a day, multiple times a week, whenever you like. Christ would like you to use the invitation 24/7, 365. Wouldn't that be something? To keep company with Christ the King every hour of every day, the entire year. Something to look forward to. And what might seem odd at first will become, the more we do it, second nature. I think it might be our true nature to keep company with God. And then Jesus speaks this jewel to us. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. What a magnificent image, keeping company with God, keeping company with the King of the universe. We often think of rest as needing to get away, some kind of a getaway. Jesus offers us a regal rest right where we are. Keeping company with God means resting right on the spot. And recently, I was reminded of a difference between Christianity and other religions. Often, other religions talk about God as taking us out of the rat race. But Christianity is unique because it is God joining us in the rat race. Emmanuel, God with us. Nevertheless, with so much to do, all the preparations for Christmas in a limited amount of time, after today, there are only 21, wait, let me check that. After today, there are only 28 days till Christmas, you know. Do you have time to rest in Jesus? Perhaps a better question is, do we have time not to rest in Jesus? For many years, I swam on the Denver Athletic Club Masters swim team. I was, as you might have guessed, a middle and long distance swimmer. And I'll never forget the day I had my best time in the mile. It was in an outdoor 25-meter pool, notorious for slower times than indoor 25-yard pools. 1,500 meters, 66 lengths. I swam the race as I usually swam, with one exception. When I pushed off from the wall, after every flip turn, I intentionally and completely relaxed my whole body. I just let the water carry me. I kept company with the water, if you will. Those few seconds of rest with every turn made all the difference. The result, my personal best. I've never forgotten that day. That day taught me a very important lesson. I learned that resting as you go, letting myself be carried by a force greater than my own, is essential to getting where I'm going in the best shape possible. Maybe it will be for you as well. For we remember how it goes. You're all centered and peaceful at home. Then you leave the house. And stuff happens, am I right? Stuff happens. Some kind of a harsh conversation, some sort of rude action. Maybe somebody cuts into you in traffic. And you're pulled off center. There goes your peace and goodwill. There will be credit card snags, trouble with online orders and deliveries, lights to be put on the house, other decorating, and all kinds of other stuff, which is fun and great until it becomes a hassle and just more things to do. There will be unexpected news and unexpected guests, places to go and places to get away from. You can do what you've always done, or we can accept Jesus' invitation. It's our choice, freedom or frazzle. Even when we think the invitation cannot be possibly for us, nothing like that could ever work in my life, we say, God will still be right there, speaking to us, giving us his 24/7, 365 invite. Smiling at you, smiling at us, delighting at you, delighting in us, eager to have everyone come so he can lavish his whole heart on you and me and everyone. You may want to consider, just consider, you may want to consider allowing yourself to be reached by God's tenderness. You may want to consider grabbing God's outstretched hand and taking a walk. You may want to consider simply snuggling up to the King of the universe and letting yourself be carried for a while. In this season of great expectations, Levi, my Orkin man, who the next time I see, of course, I'm going to wrestle him to the ground and evangelize him, but until then, he did not dare, in this time of great expectations, to dare anything great. I hope we will. Hear again what I think and I know is the best invitation I'm going to receive this season, and I'd like to suggest that it'll be the best invitation any of us will receive this season. Come to me. Get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Amen.